Welcome to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Donna Gentile is a singer-songwriter of Americana, folk, world, and native spirit-inspired music. Gentile is a graphic and web designer and runs a program, Community Mandala Project, which teaches meditative art for healing. Donna Gentile has created a new album of her music, Music is Medicine. There is a CD release party September 15th at 6 to 9 p.m. at Brewery Legitimus in New Hartford, Connecticut. We'll discuss her work, focusing on music and the new CD and so much more here on Nutmeg Chatter. Welcome to Nutmeg Chatter, Donna Gentile.
Hello there.
It is such a pleasure to have you here at WAPJ's studio because I am a fan of your music. I have heard your music performed live, especially in the New Hartford area. I've been to The Hive, which was your creative space, if you will. You performed there often, and you perform in and around the northern part of the Connecticut area. So I've heard your music, and I have wanted to have your music on CD, and I knew that you were working on it, and finally it is here in my hand. Music is Medicine.
Thank you, Joseph. Thanks for having me here today. It's really an honor to be here, and very excited to share the CD with you and the folks.
It's fair to say this is a labor of love. This is something that you've wanted to do for a while, correct?
Yes. It's taken quite a while, so it's exceptionally. It's a wonderful thing that it's happening now, that it's come to pass.
Absolutely.
It's a celebration.
Absolutely. There are five songs on the album, and the first one is This Is Me. And actually, you know, I think we're going to start there because this is a very personal album. This is, when you say This Is Me, that it really is. This is Donna Gentile in music form expressing herself, and there are many personal stories in your album.
Right. Thank you. Yes, This Is Me is definitely a personal story, but it is also it's also a song about celebrating one's authentic self and getting to a place. Well, let's backtrack a little bit. Music came to me during a time of trauma and helped me heal. Mm-hmm. And so as we discuss each song on the album, or the EP in this case, some of that story will you know, hopefully be told in more detail as we discuss the different songs. This Is Me really helped me to process difficult emotions, as music has helped me do that, process emotions that were really tough to discuss with people, to rediscover my voice, to reclaim my power, heal, and move on. So particularly having had experience with domestic violence in the past in more than one relationship, unfortunately, This Is Me was a way to really celebrate who I am. And I'm hoping that other people, when they hear this song, it's a real light and airy song. It's based on a quote called "Living Well is the Best Revenge" by George Herbert. And that is a quote that I discovered when I was working for Susan O'Melian, who's also going to be at the CD release party. She has a website and program called Thriver Zone, and she has domestic violence workshops that are free. And when I was doing graphic design for her and also going through one of her workshops, I came across that quote, which landed in the song This Is Me.
Well, tell you what, normally, I wait till a little bit later to play a little bit of music, but since we've already talked about it, I don't want to tease our audience too much. So I'm going to play just a minute of This Is Me. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit about that song and then the next one, which is an American song.
Right, and think Take Back Your Power. This is a Take Back Your Power song.
So slow, it's taken too much time. Now I know how this must go, and freedom's in my mind. here's some wisdom I found, my friend. It's called living well is the best revenge. It starts with the courage and the fight to survive, and ends with the glory of living to thrive.
And that was just a snippet of This Is Me, which is off the Music is Medicine EP, created by Donna Gentile. The full song can be found on that EP, which will be released on September 15th at the Brewery Legitimus in New Hartford, Connecticut. Now, there's a strength. You said it's really actually lighthearted, and at the end, actually, you have that This Is Me affirmation. It's a real affirming song. There's strength in that song, correct?
Yes, absolutely. I'm glad that you picked up on that.
Absolutely. And in conjunction with that, the following song is a really nice follow-up to it, an American song. It you know, in fact, when I was listening to this song, I felt like it almost harkened back to a different era of music, and an era that I liked, you know, that I wish there was more of. And I think that it, even though it has American in the title, there is an Americana spirit in the song, correct?
Yes, and I usually refer to it as an anthem for veterans and all who serve, and their families as well, because it is, in this particular story, an American song. The man, the husband, is the one going to serve our country, mm-hmm. and the woman is staying home to raise the baby. So the man is raising the flag, and the woman is raising the baby, mm-hmm. and there's a contrast lyrically of those two, you know, ideas, concepts, and actions, and the story plays out, and it is a love song.
Yeah, and that's it's a very powerful song. I mean, every single one in here has its own power and its own specialness. An American song, I think, can definitely speak to a large audience that can identify with this story that you've described.
Great. And it has a resonator guitar on it, played by Tom White, which is the gentleman who recorded and edited and engineered the CD in New York.
Fantastic. Could you tell me, just before we go to our first break, could you tell us a little bit about the creation of this CD in terms of the musicians who performed on it with you? Did you do all the vocals? Were there anyone that did any backup vocals? Could you tell us a little bit about that?
So, yes, it's myself and Tom White. So I did I did all the vocals and the rhythm guitar and harmonies on This Is Me and I Do. And Tom played miscellaneous instruments. So on River Song for Kira, he plays the fiddle. Mm-hmm. On Crossing Over, he plays the viola. On An American Song, as we just discussed, he plays the resonator guitar. And then I Do and This Is Me, he plays a second guitar. There's also a little bit of percussion on some of the songs, and there's bass.
There's a bass, yes.
There's a bass on all of them, I believe. And I play a medicine drum, a Native American medicine drum on Crossing Over.
Wow. And Crossing Over, I'm going to save that for last, because that's a very powerful song.
Sure.
And I want to kind of save that one for last. In terms of the album itself and the album release party, this is going to be in New Hartford at Brewery Legitimus, 6 to 9 p.m. Who's going to be there?
Everybody. Who's anybody?
No, I mean, in terms of the
performers.
Could you describe the event? Yes.
Well, it will be an acoustic event. I'll be playing rhythm guitar, acoustic guitar, and Tom will be there with some of his miscellaneous string instruments. And we decided that I was looking for a bass player for a while, wasn't able to find one. But it's kind of good in a way, because of the acoustics in that room. They lend themselves to fewer instruments. There's a little bit of echo in there, so I think it's going to be lovely, and I hope you all join us.
Fantastic. From 6 to 9 p.m. So we're going to be talking more with Donna Gentile when we return here.
Defending our freedom, an American song. But this old heart needs tending after. Praying for a happily ever after. It's an American song.
Welcome back to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Here in studio is Donna Gentile. We just listened to a snippet of an American song, right, as we enjoyed our break here. We're talking about Music is Medicine because that's not only the name of the EP, but that also seems to be a creed by which you live. Would that be a fair assessment to make?
Yes, I think so, and it extends to art as well. So music and art have both been very therapeutic to me, and I've got programs in both of those areas that I bring to people. With Community Mandala Project, I bring meditative art workshops for healing, and I started working with mandalas in 2004. So I've worked with all kinds of populations, mental health and addiction, Department of DMAS, you know, Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services, cancer care. I mean, there's a long list on my website of people I've worked with. And then this Music is Medicine program. And it's really about, like, getting the medicine out to the people. That's what's really important to me. I started singing, well, the first song that ever came to me was during pregnancy. And that was River Song for Kira. And I didn't know I had a voice or anything to say. In fact, I thought I had a terrible voice, and I wouldn't dare sing in front of anyone.
You have a wonderful voice, obviously.
Thank you.
And tell me more about River Song for Kira. This is, I think, just a wonderful song that celebrates the wonder of the pregnancy.
Yeah, thank you.
But there's more.
There's more.
It's about the love, obviously, and the wonder of a mother singing to her daughter.
Right, right. During pregnancy, I was looking for ways to help assist my daughter in a gentle birth process. And I came across a native tradition, Cherokee, I believe, where women in the tribe would take pregnant mothers to sacred space and invite them to ask Creator and their unborn baby to bring forth a birth song to aid in gentle birthing. And when I heard about that tradition, I was actually driving to Maine, and it really resonated with me, and I thought the song was going to come out in Maine, but it didn't. I ended up going repeatedly over the course of 2 or 3 weeks to a sacred place on the Farmington River, and here in Connecticut, and brought my granola and food and put myself into the water and prayed for this gentle birth song in Native kind of inspired tradition. And River Song for Kira is what came forth. So the other part of this tradition is that the mother would sing the song to the baby throughout pregnancy. So the baby hears the song. And then when the baby is born, because birth can be a little traumatic for the baby, I mean, they're inside a warm, dark, comfortable, cozy, safe place. Mm-hmm. And when they come out, it is loud and bright lights and it's shocking. So the mother then sings the birth song to the baby right away when they come out. And that soothes and comforts the new baby. There's another part of the tradition that I discovered later that I think is equally beautiful and powerful. And that is that the tribe would call the youth home. So when the baby grows up, and if they maybe get into trouble or cross the wrong side of the tracks, so to speak, the tribe would call them home, make a circle around the youth, and sing them their birth song as a way to bring them home.
Wow. That's incredible. You know, I think we should hear just a little bit. Now that we've talked about it, I think that we should hear just another snippet, maybe a 40-second snippet of River Song for Kira. So we'll be back in just a few moments listening to River Song for Kira.
You are safe in mama's belly, swimming underneath the water, where I cannot see or touch you, but I feel you and I love you. When you're grown, I'll give you wings so you can fly.
That was just a snippet of River Song for Kira. You know, Donna, as we described, it is a wonderful song, a mother singing to her daughter. It's very happy. It's an uplifting song, not unlike I Do, which is a very happy song that is very catchy, infectious type song. It gets in your head. I do, I do. What was the inspiration for I Do?
I Do, there's a couple of different things going on in I Do. Mostly it's kind of a tribute to my parents. My father passed away in 2013, but before that, he and my mother were married for 53 years at that time. And I'm just very blessed to have grown up with parents who loved each other just immensely and unconditionally and adored one another. My father absolutely adored my mom. And my mom adored my dad, you know. So I was just, it's one of those rare things where I had a really beautiful upbringing in childhood. And so I got to see their sweet love, you know. Mm-hmm. And in a way, you know, when I was a teen, because my parents were 10 years older than most of my friends, I was raised in a more conservative way, mm-hmm. although I'm kind of like a, you know, gypsy spirit. I do have this kind of conservative side. And my first love there's kind of reflection of my first love in there. You know, I mean, he might have been driving a Camaro, but I think in the song there's a pickup truck, you know. Mm-hmm. I grew up in, you know, kind of in the woods in the northwest part of Connecticut. So it's a song about young love, and it is also about enduring love. There's also a little glimmer of a woman's insecurities as she ages, wanting reassurance from her love that he still finds her attractive and that he is still in love with her. And it's kind of like asking him to confess and reconfess his love. I do.
That's wonderful. That's the number three song on the EP, which is Music is Medicine. I think we're going to listen to that song before we go to our break, but we just have a little bit of time, so I want to jump back just a little bit, because you described the mandala artwork, and that's something that I certainly identify with you, the creation of that art, especially like the hubcap art that you create, which in a way, I guess, is that a mandala as well? Are the usages, the hubcaps, a way, a form of mandalas?
A lot of times, there is a mandala work happening on the hubcap, because the hubcap is a circle and you're working with a center focus, and then maybe patterns and designs that radiate out around the circle, which is a therapeutic process and very healing and balancing for the brain to work on repeated patterns over and over again in this circle around a unified center. That's what the therapy kind of is. It's relaxing.
I wonder, when you were younger, you described your parents as well. Were you an artist when you were younger? Were you a musician when you were younger? I believe you described that you picked up the music later. Mm-hmm. Did you sing at all? Did you create art at all? Or is that also something that you did later?
I think I was born with a crayon in my teeth, you know? No, I remember coloring and shading as a wee little girl. And I remember coloring in the Ugly Duckling coloring book, and my father coming over and teaching me where the light is coming from. The primary source of light being the sun, and the secondary reflective light. I think he even went on to talk about like a third light source. But I remember him teaching me that, and I was the one shading in my coloring book as just a little girl. So I started early with art. It's been a part of me forever. Music, I always sang in the shower, the car, you know, maybe on some level. I never really thought you're good or you're not good. I just really loved to sing. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't be caught dead having anybody hear me, because I had heard myself on an answering machine. And that's not a great place to listen to yourself. But I was about 38 when I started singing. So the other part of that is it's never too late. I mean, that's kind of old in life. I played piano as a little girl and was good.
That's fantastic. And, you know, I would say that it's, when you describe 38 as old in life, I would say that that's probably, for many people, not the adjective that they would use
a lot of singer-songwriters, musicians,
they start when they're younger.
They might start when they're younger with lessons in an instrument, voice lessons, and they're doing that their whole life. That's not at all what it was like for me. I mean, I took piano for maybe a year, maybe when I was a little girl, and then I picked up my dad's guitar. He was always playing guitar, mandolin, harmonica, and he would play guitar and harmonica at the same time, and he would sing, and we would wake up to music, especially Sunday mornings. And my mom was always whistling a happy tune and singing as well. So music has always been around us. And one more thing about that is that growing up in Barkhamsted, we had the music of nature around us. So we could hear the katydids at night and just all kinds of sounds in nature all the time. Very musical.
Well, that's a perfect place to listen to a little bit of I Do as we go to our break. And then we're going to come back. We're going to pick up that thread talking about your father, especially as it relates to the last songs. We'll be back in just a few moments with Donna Gentile here.
I do. Let me hear you tell me that you love me too. Wanna hear you whisper that your heart stayed true. 'Cause I'm still crazy over you. Wanna hear you say you are too.
I do. Before we went to that section, we talked about your father, Donna, and let's talk about the last song on the EP, number 5. It's Crossing Over. Now, this song I had heard you perform before. It may have been on YouTube. You have a YouTube channel. Could you just tell us what's the name of your YouTube channel?
I think it's Donna Gentile. I think it's just my name, or Donna Gentile Music. Isn't that terrible?
If you type it into to the search bar, you'll be able to find that.
Yeah.
Okay. In terms of Crossing Over, tell us about that song and the what inspires that song for those who haven't heard it yet.
Right. Okay. Thank you. So I think I've already expressed that my father was a musician. Music was a big part of his life. He was very humble. He didn't call himself a musician. But everybody loved to hear him, and he did have the voice of an angel. So in March of 2013, we meaning the family, got the news that my father had cancer, and the doctors had given him 4 months to live. So it was tragic. I mean, it was the worst news, you know, somebody can get. And we love and adore my dad, so it was... it was a very, very difficult time. And he did wonderfully well through treatments and all. And then he was home on hospice, and we were caring for him at my parents' home. And he was presenting really well. He was so graceful. And there was a lot of things going on that were not very comfortable for him, but he never complained, and he was happy. He had his wits about him all the time, really. And I was worried because I'm a parent, and I thought, Dad, are you really doing okay? You know, this is a big thing that's about to happen. You know, changing worlds is a big thing. You know, we prepare for birth, but do we really prepare for crossing over? And so I went looking for medicine to help him, and I found a teaching by Tecumseh. Tecumseh is Shawnee, called Live Your Life. And in the teaching, it says to prepare a noble death song for the day you go over the great divide. There's more to the teaching. And then it says, and to sing that song, like that noble death song, like a hero marching home. So I read Tecumseh's teaching to my father, and he really liked it. And I said, I'm going to write a song for you like that, Dad. And his eyes lit up, and he said, oh, you know, great. And we sat and talked, and then I left the room, and I thought, oh, dear, what did I just promise my dad? I don't know if I can deliver. It doesn't just happen like that. So I quieted myself, spent some time at the kitchen table praying and meditating and asking my ancestors to bring forth a song to help my dad change worlds. And this was 3 days before he passed. And the song came through, and it was my night to watch him. And the next morning, we could see things were changing, and we gathered around him, And I asked my mom, do you think it would be all right if I sang the Crossing Over song to him? And she said, yes, yes, definitely. Do it, do it. So I grabbed my guitar and sang the song. And he hadn't been speaking or making any vocal responses all night, but he was very vocal during the song. And I looked at my mom and said, Mom, should I stop? Is this upsetting to him? And she said, no, he's trying to tell you that he hears you. And so there's a lot of like interesting little messages in the song that are very personal to the family. I had done a sacred stone ceremony with him, and where he put medicine into rocks and stones for the family members. So that medicine is in the song. He had told us that he's coming back as a bald eagle and to look for him. So that's also, you know, a big part of the song. Before you play the song, I do want to just say one thing, just to honor traditions and Native traditions. Although some of my songs are inspired by Native American tradition, I am Italian, Czechoslovakian, Lithuanian, German, and Irish, and very proud of my heritage. So, you know, Native European spirituality there, which is very similar. You know, all indigenous cultures and tribes are very connected to Earth and the universe and all that's going on with nature. So, anyways, there you go.
Listen to this very special and important song called Crossing Over. We're going to just listen to a little bit of it here, and we'll come back and we're going to close our conversation talking about how people can find out more information about your work. So we'll be back in just a few moments listening to
time
Crossing
has come
Over.
To cross the great divide, we're all here to help you make it to the other side. Take flight into the blue pink sky. Open up your wings and fly. Become the eagle with power and grace.
And that was just a part of Crossing Over, created by Donna Gentile. It is part of Music is Medicine, which is the new CD, which is being released September 15th. There will be a CD release party, which is at the Brewery Legitimus in New Hartford, Connecticut, from 6 to 9 p.m. Donna, if people want to find out more about your music, if they want to get your music but they can't go to the CD release party, where can they go?
The easiest way is to go to donnagentile.com. So that's easy to remember, hopefully. And if you put a /after that and type in music, you can go straight to the music page. And there are links and directions to everything there.
But people may also want to find out more information about your other work, your mandala creations as well. And so they can explore that entire website if they so choose.
Yes, because when you get to donnagentile.com, it says there's graphic design, music, and art. A link to each.
Fantastic. And the YouTube is Donna Gentile. And you also, if you typed in Donna Gentile music as well, you would also find it as well. So there's also a Facebook page, correct?
Yes, yes.
And is there a Facebook event page for the CD release
there,
party?
There is. And there's also a way on my website to sign up to my e-blast, to my email news list.
So fantastic. Well, Donna, I want to thank you for being here on Nutmeg Chatter.
Thank you so much for having me. And it's really important to me that the music gets out to you. And also that if you are affected by the music in any way, I would love to hear about it. That's what keeps us going as artists. So please, please reach out to me and tell me what you're enjoying or not with the music. Love to hear from you.
Fantastic. Thank you, Donna Gentile, here on Nutmeg Chatter. Nutmeg Chatter is a production of WAPJ, Torrington Community Radio. Some of the music has been provided by the Jingle Punks, courtesy of YouTube Royalty Free Music, so we thank them for that. Most of the music today's episode has been provided by Donna Gentile and the Music is Medicine EP, which is created by Donna Gentile and produced by Tom White, Donna Gentile, and Tommy Scarupa. We hope you enjoyed the chat.